here to talk about that, talk about what's happening down on the farm and everything in between. From OrielsHangout.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do most Thursdays, Tony Pente. Tony, how you feeling today?
Hey, guys. Doing well. Thank you.
All right. The Baker trade, competitive balance pick, and we'll preview the draft here in a couple of minutes. Nolan was more concerned with the fact that Baker's controllable when you have all of these free agents to be in your bullpen. So what are you thinking about this trade? Orioles aren't going to win the World Series unless something totally insane happens. But thumbs up, thumbs down from you right now.
Well, I think what this really tells us, if it tells us anything, is that it appears that we're going to go into, you know, we're going to go into being a seller mode. When you start moving away, you know, Baker obviously had a really tough outing the other day. But, you know, this is a guy who has thrown the ball really well this year. Like Nolan said, he's controllable. He's a guy that, you know, is he a high leverage guy that you want to count on all the time? I don't know. You know, I think he was starting to look like a guy that could be that. And the fact that they got the 37th overall pick for him tells me that Tampa feels he has some value. So, yeah, I think if anything, you know, I guess I'll say it's a thumbs up in the sense of I believe they should be sellers. I don't feel like this is, you're just going to, you know, throw away everyone, but I do think that they need to retool for next year and hopefully some of the people like O'Hearn and Mullins and some of these other guys that are probably have some value, we can start getting some guys that are a little higher level than draft picks. You don't want to kind of go back in this thing of, you know, let's somebody might help 6 years from now. We need somebody who's going to help for next year. And I think that's the kind of players that they should probably try to target coming up in the future with these trades.
All right. Now, you guys at OrielsHangout.com do a great job listing the Orioles' top prospects, and we've known for years they were the number one farm systems, kind of taking a dip because a lot of these prospects now playing here in Baltimore or elsewhere. Kyle Stowers, Connor Norby coming to Baltimore this weekend for the Marlins. But we talk about Basayo. We'll get to him in a second. And, you know, Kobe Mayo now playing first base for the Orioles. But who the hell is Esteban Mejia, 18 years old, that's cracking top 100 list of overall prospects? Tony Pente.
Yeah, Mejia is a 6'3", you know, 180, probably 190 pounder at this point, 18 year old. And you know, with a fastball that can sit 97 to 99, hit 100. You know, he's got a slider that can flash you plus. He shows the ability to be able to throw a decent change. It's not consistent, obviously, at this point, but it's one of those things where just huge upside. He's probably the big upside pitcher in the system right now. Now, he's a long way off. I think sometimes some of these people get a little too excited over velocity when we start talking about, you know, being a top 100 overall prospect. Does he have top 100 overall prospect ceiling? Absolutely. But he's got a long way to go. I mean, he's walking five guys per nine down in the FCL, where you got some very immature hitters that are down there. I would like to see him dominate a little more. I mean, we saw Keeler Morphy last year at the same age, although Morphy's only 5'8", throw 100, have similar type of stuff, dominate in the FCL, and then got up to Delmarva and found it a lot harder. So I'm trying to temper my excitement right now. I think I do have him in the top 10 now. I'm not ready to say that he is, you know, a top 100 prospect. But at the same time, there's a lot of ceiling there and a lot of excitement. So it's definitely a guy to keep an eye on and follow.
Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Total Request Thursday. So outside of service time, why isn't Sammy Basayo playing for the Orioles right now? Help me out here.
Yeah, it's service time. I mean, there's no doubt. I know that Elias is going to say his catching still needs to come around. And yeah, is he a plus defensive catcher right now? No. Is he a catcher that can handle himself up there? Yeah, absolutely. He's not a terrible defensive catcher. This isn't somebody he's not Gary Sanchez where you look at it like, oh, man, you know, let's just hope he doesn't screw something up. He moves well back there. He's very athletic for a big guy. I mean, he still could do splits. He's kind of a freak in nature when you look at this guy athletically. Even though when you look at him, you don't necessarily look at it. He still kind of has this kind of little bit of a baby faddish kind of face, and although he's getting starting to skinny up a little bit on the body, he's a big guy. But he's very, very athletic. He moves well. He throws well. All the catchers in the minor league systems are having a hard time cutting down runners right now, and I think that's kind of across the board in minor leagues because, you know, they did the same thing with the bases. They're bigger. The pitchers are not holding as well. So it's been a lot harder. So you're seeing his numbers go down, but it's not necessarily because he can't throw out anybody or his arm strength is not there. He does have some issues sometimes with accuracy with his throws. I mean, we saw that kind of with Adley as well over the last couple of years. So, but do I think that he could be catching in the major leagues right now if there was no service time? He's absolutely better than the two that the Orioles are using right now.
Now, Tony Manzolino said a couple of weeks back, Tony, that he's not Passaio, not that bad at first base either. So what does this imply?
Yeah, because I think the bat is so special, right? This is a guy, I mean, he's the youngest guy in AAA. He's putting up good numbers down there. Yeah, he's been a little bit of a slump of late, but this is a special bat. I mean, all the numbers show you from the EV to 440 some foot home runs. He's hitting the ball the opposite field. He can take a ball on the outside part of the plate that's not even a strike and hit it for 400 feet the opposite way. I mean, this is a special bat, and you have to start questioning whether do you want him up and down using the knees, getting tired throughout the game. So at some point, the Orioles may look at this and say, you know what, he's pretty athletic. He's when I've seen him at first base, he plays pretty well over there. Wherever he's going to be, if you gave him a lot of time, he's going to be very good at it. So, maybe they look at him as long term. He could be the guy that's really going to play mostly first base. First base, maybe some DH and catch some. I don't think you're going to want him catching 120 times a year. I think you're going to want to have another catcher to use him off and then use him at first base and DH when he's not catching.
Hey, Tone, how's
the batch is so special?
How's Kerstad doing? You know, do you see any light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, he's not doing well. He's not putting up numbers down at AAA. I got a lot of, concerned over that when he got beamed last year, something happened. And he's not been the same player, and it's very unfortunate. Hopefully it's not that. Hopefully he's just kind of going through some things, but he just does not look like the guy pre-beaning.
Hey, Tone, last week we talked about, I think it was last week, you said that, Elias, history-wise, has not taken a lot of pitching. Now, with the extra draft pick at 37, I mean, to me, take your positional player with your first one, all right? But the next three or four or five, take as many pitching as you can because the chances of hitting, are much better if you take more.
Yeah, especially more with upside guys, right? Now they're starting to have a little bit of success with the guys they were drafting later. We're seeing the Nestor Hermans, we're seeing the Trey Gibsons, who was actually a free agent, undrafted free agent. You're starting to see some of these guys make their way through that have some power arms, and I know that's kind of the way Elias has been always looking at things, right? I think they don't want to put a lot of money and value into there. I did a piece on the site talking about what they drafted, the amount of money in 2023. They invested over $4 million in pitching, and that helped them with having Ballmeister, who was the guy that got us Eflin. So they were able to use some of those pitchers to do that, and those are the guys where they got guys like Michael Ferret, Nestor Hermann, and they got some good arms that came in, and then they went back last year back to only spending about $1.5 million on pitching with some late round guys and a fourth round pick and Chase Alsop, who's not done very well. So I absolutely agree. I think that they've got to start investing in pitching in these higher rounds. They got a lot of picks, the most picks they've ever had in the first how many picks? I forgot offhand how many it is, but I know they have five or six picks very early. So now they added another one in there. So, yeah, I think you absolutely have to go with some high upside arms. I'd like to see take a flyer or two on a high upside high school arm. Mm-hmm. Get somebody in here that you go, hey, let's see if we can find ourselves another Esteban Mejia.
Tony Petit, what's happening at OrielsHangout.com on this Total Request Thursday?
Well, like we do every day, we're out here talking Orioles, major and minor leagues. We have a prospect ranking, so you can go ahead and power rankings that get updated weekly, so you can see all the prospects as they're moving up and down the prospect list. We have some new guys on there this week, and go check it out and see who you should be following down in minor leagues.
Tony, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll catch up next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man. Here's Tony Penti. Everybody, we'll come back, reset the program for you. And then we got the Funhouse trip. We got new news for the, or not the Funhouse. After the whip around, we got the Funhouse later. But coming up on the whip, we got new news coming up on tennis. Orioles lineup against the Mets. Mets lineup, too. And the Orioles did make a trade. Whether or not you like it, that's up to you.